94.5 Boomer or 106.5 Boomer or 97.3. I was just talking to Andy about the many frequencies. Three FMs, two AMs. You can listen online, myboomerradio.com. You can use the TuneIn app. We've got the Boomer app. Lots of ways to get to us. So it's 8.07. Let me give you the weather. 37 degrees. So I'd take a jacket if I were you, but it's going to be sunny in 67. You can ditch that. Short sleeve shirt weather. Jeez. Thursday, sunny in 71, which is all kinds of record breaking. And Friday, mostly sunny and 59. Let me introduce to you a young, tall, square-jawed, all-American man, Andy Alloway, who is Mr. Real Estate. Such a pleasure to meet you. I've heard about you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. This is a pleasure to be in studio with you, and what a great introduction, boy.
Well, only say what's on my mind. So you started Real Estate with my friend Van Deeb way back when?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I started January of 2001. I was 24 years old and out of college in a different career. I was a strength and conditioning coach, and then I got into real estate. So it was a weird transition.
Where were you strength and conditioning coach?
I worked for the Milwaukee Brewers organization.
No kidding!
Yeah, that's cool.
Did you enjoy that?
Oh, it was a blast.
I bet you were good at that.
23 years old, and I was in the Cal League and Phoenix, you know, in professional baseball. It was a dream.
It's obviously just still take care of yourself, and you got to have your health, you know. You radiate health. And so here we are 20 years later, and you have one of the largest real estate agencies in the United States. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's, I kind of, when I see those numbers, I don't think they're real a lot of times, but the service, there's a couple of them that do this every year, and they rank it. And out of about 100,000 brokers, just by units and volume, we were in the top 100 last year, and just wow, continue to grow. And, you know, it's just people. You know, we've grown. We've got over 900 agents in Nebraska and Southwest Iowa now, and it's just treating people well, and they enjoy working for us. And so,
gee, what a concept! Treat people well. Yeah, Nebraska Realty is your business. So I'm eager to hear your take on the current state of the market, because it's been crazy the last year. As you said when we were talking off mic, COVID threw a match on what was already a hot market.
It did. You know, 2020 March rolled around and everybody goes, oh, what's going to happen? And everywhere, right? And we were the same. I mean, if people don't have jobs and all the unemployment, you know, or nobody's going to buy a house. And so it kind of went through March and April, and then May hit, and I think we kind of realized what we were dealing with. And all of a sudden, home, as it normally is, but even more so, was the center of life. And people go, yep, I need more room. Yep, I need a pool.
Oh,
and,
I see.
And they said, look, if I'm going to work from home and I'm going to have kids, you know, at home more often, and then now is the time for me to upgrade, to get out of the apartment, to whatever. And we'd never seen, it just took off. It was already a great market, but it went crazy.
Well, I was wondering why it took off, and you just explain why. Oh, if I'm going to be at home, I want the ideal home, the home that's right for me. Are there other factors that drove the market?
I mean, yes, there's always, like I said, those are the big ones that really took off. I mean, people wanted an extra home office. They want more separation from kids that are going to be home. I mean, right. I'll give you a great example, like pools. You know, pools in Omaha, in Nebraska, in Midwest town, and they didn't necessarily offer a lot of value up until the last few years. And here's a great example. I talked to one pool person that said they typically bid about 30 pools a year to do. And in 2020, they bid 400.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean,
now that you mention it, I remember hearing that.
Yeah.
That you couldn't get a guy to come out and dig a hole.
No. But, you know.
Why? Oh, to make the house more like a resort.
People weren't traveling as much, mm-hmm. you know, and you know, they probably had designs on pools, but they were staying home. They probably had a little bit more money at that point if their job was secure, and they were investing in their house as opposed to travel and other things, and you know, it was the right thing to do for them.
This is Andy Alloway from Nebraska Realty. Of course, prices have, well, you were telling me that, like, how many offers would you get on a house in a day?
Well, it depends on the price range.
Generally,
you know, really under about 250. If the house went on the market in the last couple of years under 250, it was pretty rare not to see multiple offers. And depending on the area and the condition of the home, you might see, you know, 4, 5, 10 offers on a particular house. I mean, we'd have agents that would help buy. And it's frustrating for buyers because, you know, they might write on several of them and just not get them.
Right.
And so...
you get it's an emotional investment.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Do you see the bubble bursting?
I get that all the time. You know, prices have risen so much and you got all this and it's just going to be like 2008 and 2009.
Yeah.
No, this is completely different dynamic.
So why is it different from 2008 and 2009?
Because it was speculative back then. You know, if you look, here's a big difference in Omaha, just in our little neck of the woods. And this is the way it is everywhere in the country.
Uh-huh.
We had about 6,500 homes on the market, okay?
When,
just in Omaha.
When?
Back in 2008.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then today, in the last couple of years, our inventory is about, you know, with new construction, was a little over 1,200 homes. And our demand is sky high. So the reason that we're having all these multiple offers is we have very few homes. We can't put affordable new construction back in the market quick enough. Haven't for since the recession. Mm-hmm. Back then, it was, there was all these spec homes for new construction. There's all this, all these properties on the market, and the demand was less, right? And it was a lot of speculation from banks, and you know, then there was negative equity, and now there's huge equity and huge demand and low inventory.
Very different, as you say.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for making it so accessible. I don't understand market and value and numbers, and you're really good at making it clear. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Andy Alloway, my guest. Can you stick around a little longer?
I'd love to, yeah.
Schmooze a little bit. 8:13.
Your favorites then are still your favorites now. Cool music that makes you feel good. Boomer Radio. We'll be right back.
Evelyn Champagne King. Let me see if I can get Neil's attention.
Woohoo!
8:17. Well, I know you were looking down. You didn't have your earphones on. I didn't want you to.
I did listen to every word you and Andy discussed, though.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Andy's one of the best around.
Oh, you know Andy?
Yeah, he's on another show that I also work on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You're down the street at NRG, so.
Yeah, Andy's legendary.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, he just found one of our account executives, Gunner.
Gunner.
What'd you say? His mother, your mother babysat him?
Yes.
Oh, my.
I know, right.
Small town.
Yeah, and my first job, I worked with his wife.
Jeez.
So, I don't know. That's Omaha.
It's teeny tight. Yeah, you can't.
Very tight.
You can't badmouth anybody as much as you want to, Neil.
I try.
Yeah. All right, I have some more salient questions for Mr. Alloway in just a sec. But first, it's 8:18.
94.5 Boomer Traffic.
Please.
Please, 94.5 Boomer Traffic is brought to you this hour by Ravon Productions. Holiday season about you and your connection to the Beatles music in yesterday and today.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring the McGuigan Brothers. The show runs Thanksgiving through, it's running now through New Year's Eve at the Slowdown. Reserve your tickets at TheOmahaSeries.com. That's all you need to know, and definitely want to be there for this because they're going to sell the heck out of this.
Well, last weekend sold out, so.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it.
No. Really.
The McGuigan Boys, you've heard them on our radio station. They do very well.
Yeah.
They do good stuff. Traffic still slow to stop and go. 80 westbound from 60th back to the 480 split. And second from left lane blocked with the semi has been moved to the shoulder, but still going to take a little time to get through. So there you go. Eastbound Blair Highway 133. Eastbound Blair High Road at 133.
Mm-hmm.
Still slow due to that semi off to the side. It's going to take a little while to clean that out. With 94.5 Boomer Traffic, I'm Neil Nelkin.
Thank you, Neil. 8:19.
Inspired to do some baking? Mangelson's has the largest cake decorating department in Omaha.
Family run and selling fun since 1961. Everything that inspires Mangelson's.
It's the best kettle day ever. Drop a donation into any metro area Salvation Army Red Kettle on Friday, December 3rd, and your donation will be matched up to $50,000 thanks to FNVO and MP Dodge Company. That's right. On Friday, December 3rd, at any Red Kettle anywhere in the metro, your donation will be matched up to $50,000. It's all about helping those in need right here in the Omaha Council Bluffs area. So join us for the best kettle day ever, Friday, December 3rd.
Attention farmers and business owners, stop by or call Deere's Ford today and place your order for an F-150, a Super Duty, Explorer, or Expedition and ensure delivery by year end. And take advantage of any 2021 tax benefits you might qualify for. Plus, receive a $1,000 bonus cash offer from Ford on select vehicles when you do. Charlie has been saving folks money for over 80 years while providing a customer service like no other. That tradition still continues today at Deere's Ford in Fremont, USA. See dealer for full details and vehicle rebate available.
What a wonderful morning, huh? Yeah, weather, 8:20, brought to you by Homestyle Cafe, 88th and Maple. You feel like home when you're there. Over 50 years, they've been serving up meals. Their classic breakfast is $6.95 with flavored pancakes. Yum. Check out their everyday specials on Facebook, Homestyle Cafe. So 37 degrees. Going to be sunny in 67, tomorrow sunny in 71. Says a major hooky alert. Friday sunny in 59, and then Saturday where it should be, partly cloudy, high of 47. Boomer time, 8:21.
Boomers, Christmas is the perfect time to come home to Covenant. Tune in Sundays to our sister station, AM 660 KCRO, for the Covenant Church live broadcast at 11 a.m. Covenant Church is located at 150th and Blondo Street in Omaha. Join us in person at 9:45 or 11 a.m. For more information, go to covenantomaha.church. That's covenantomaha.church. Celebrate the season with our Covenant family. Merry Christmas.
With just one spray of Microban 24, your hard surfaces are sanitized for up to 24 hours. Touch after touch after touch.
So 6 hours from now?
Still sanitized.
12 hours?
Yep.
18 hours.
We're really doing this.
24 hours.
When used as directed, one spray of Microban keeps killing 99.9% of bacteria touch after touch for, yeah, up to 24 hours.
Wow.
Microban 24, the sanitizer 4 out of 5 doctors would use in their own homes. So why aren't you?
Dell's Cyber Monday event has arrived, and it's the perfect time to step up your creativity. With incredible savings up to $300 off PCs, it's Dell's biggest sale of the year. Get more into what you're into with the latest XPS and Alienware systems featuring Intel Core processors. Save on top monitors, docks, and accessories, all with free shipping on everything. Plus great financing from Dell Preferred Account. Call 800-BUY-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Boomer time, 8:22. I'm having fun with my new buddy Andy Alloway, who owns Nebraska Realty. The banks, they still have low rates relatively, or is it, it's starting to climb up, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they take their little, what, 3%? I mean, there's not a lot of perspective, right? I mean, you look back in the 80s when they were in the 15, 16, 17%. And
my credit card.
Yeah, right. And even when I bought my first house, it was great rate. It was like 6.5-7%, you know. And so since the recession, really, we've been hovering between 3 and 5. In the last couple of years, it just went down to something ridiculous, 2.75, 2.5, whatever. And So, yeah, rates are unbelievable.
That's why all the realtors today have big smiles on their faces. What are some of the features that people are looking for in homes today? You mentioned swimming pools earlier.
Well, yeah, that seems to be real popular.
What else?
You know, just space. It's funny.
Space.
Yeah, we went, you know, before the recession, we were building all this space, and they called them McMansions and all this. And the time since that, it was like, no, we can do with less space and just better amenities. We want nicer stuff, you know. And now, in the last couple of years, it's, I need more space again. You know, I need the extra office, and I need a playroom for the kids, and just, you know, media rooms, and even outdoor living space that's kind of functional, indoor, outdoor, right? So I think you're seeing a lot of that, just more functional space, smart homes. You know, everything's got to be infused with technology now, you know. So.
Well, we baby boomers. I know a lot of my friends the last couple of years have wanted to downsize, right?
Yeah.
So the millennials, what are they looking for?
Well, they're looking, you know, they were delayed entering the market. I mean, the recession really hurt millennials a lot. So they're looking for that, you know, a lot of times that entry-level home, too, that's a you know, good fit for people are starting a family, which is what's happening a lot. So they're kind of vying for the same properties in a sense. Now, millennials might look for more two stories, but certainly baby boomers, they're looking for the no maintenance, right?
Right.
The zero barrier entry, no steps. I want my lawn taken care of and all that.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate thing right now is just new construction is so expensive. And so to build no maintenance villa, townhome type properties that they can kind of lock the key and go and no maintenance, it's expensive. And so they can sell their house pretty well, but it'd be nice not to put all the money back into that. And it's a challenge getting that type of product in the market.
16 years ago, it's 8:25, I'm talking with Andy Alloway of Nebraska Realty. When I moved back here from Seattle, bought a home down in Little Italy for $225. And that seemed to be the median, the average age, the average price for a home. Now, what's the average price?
Average price in Omaha is about, well, back then.
Three?
It's close. Average price in Omaha is about $265, $270.
Crept up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you bought that $225 a number of years ago. Actually, if you looked at 5 years ago, the average price in Omaha was about $175. So,
it's been like a roller coaster.
Yeah, it has gone up. I mean, literally last couple of years is double digits, but it is so. I mean, the average new construction price is almost $400 right now.
So,
that puts a lot of people out of the market.
It does.
So we've been working on housing affordability, local, state, and national. How do we help get new construction back in the market more affordably?
And where is most of my last thought, and I'll let you go. The new construction, it seems every time I go through the old market, there's another one on the ConAg campus right before the viaduct, the overpass.
Yeah. They're doing a good job of infill construction. They're repurposing properties to do more. We need higher density. So, I mean, those become really key projects, all of that Midtown and, you know, Blackstone and downtown and all those different condos. But the other new construction is just where we have land, and the city keeps growing, you know, grows north to Bennington, obviously Elkhorn, and then Sarpy County is just a huge Gretna, Papillion, even.
So it's going and growing in all directions.
Everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And we need it. Yeah. We need it.
Wow.
Well, it's a pleasure. Don't be a stranger. Come back.
I hope you have me back.
You're terrific. Andy Alloway, Nebraska Realty, thanks for your time and your expertise. 827.
Music that makes you feel good. 94.5 Boomer Radio.